of time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And one thing that's always hot, when we come into a new year, we do the whole new year, new me. But how about a new job? That might be on your bucket list, and maybe it has been for years, but we are talking to my good friend, my little sister, HR professional, Tanisha Goshon Brown, on tips for your 2026 job search. How you doing today, sis?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. The first thing is, tell us how to prepare, whether it's your mindset, getting your resume together. What do people know before they just jump out there saying, okay, this is my year, I'm getting that new job, a new career?
I think the main thing is understanding your skill set. You know, when you understand your skill set, you understand the direction that you're headed, and then that way it makes it easier to target a specific role that you're looking for.
Now, some people might just say, look, I'm in this place, I just want to get out. Is that a way to discover where you want to go into? Because some people honestly don't know. They just know they want something different, but they can't put their finger on it. So in that case, Tanisha, what do you suggest?
You know, yes. I mean, I think that you can start there because you know, okay, I don't want this, whatever the experience you are having. So if it's a culture challenge, then seek out and try to understand the culture, because unfortunately, a lot of times you don't know a culture of an organization until you get in, unless you know someone who can guide you along the way, of course. So, you know, but don't make an emotional decision. You want to make an objective and rational decision, because you don't want to jump in out of the frying pan into a fire. Ooh, and then child, you're in a worse situation that you're in.
It's almost like stick with the devil you know until an angel comes along.
Somewhat. Yeah. Somewhat. Just, you know, I think you just have to make good decisions, because when you're entering into any organization, you just kind of have to be clear about where you're going.
And sometimes it takes a while to find that spot, right? So how can people deal with rejection? Because it can make you just want to give up altogether.
When you say you're rejection, are you talking about like applying to several organizations and then getting rejection emails, or?
Rejection emails. Are you close to it? Are you in the final five and just poof, it's gone?
You just have to, one, in this particular market, organizations are getting tons and tons of resumes. You have to be really, really intentional about where you're looking. So even if you get a rejection, it's just par for the course. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, when looking for a job, how you deal with that, you just kind of have to keep rolling with it, you know, because it just happens.
Don't give up. I know somebody that had 42 no's before they got a yes. Seriously.
Listen, early career for me, I literally have an email folder of all the no's I received before I received my first yes when I graduated undergrad.
Wow. Wow. So it happens to everybody. Now,
it happens to all.
So one thing I want to end with is longevity. While longevity in one place or in one industry, sustainment is a blessing. I always say, God sustaining, that is a blessing. But you ready to go, but you feel there's nowhere to go. So what advice would you have for those who are discouraged because they're in the same place? They feel like maybe they can't get out or go anywhere else. Is there some skill sets they need to develop? Take some classes. What should they do?
I certainly recommend taking classes. Again, going back to understanding your skill set, is there something that you need to learn specifically in your field? Is there a certification you should go after? Or do you even want to, you know, kind of switch horses in midstream, you know, as they say? Do you want to switch careers, or do you want to add a specific skill to the career that you're in? So I think you really kind of assess where you are, mm-hmm. and then continue to kind of build on your strengths. Even if you've been somewhere or an organization for a long time, are there professional development opportunities that you can take advantage of? If there aren't, is there something that you can seek externally that you can take advantage of that will help you grow your career? And of course, the biggest thing that people will always say is network. But I think you have to network with intention.
And network properly, but that is a whole nother discussion we will have, because our little conversation at the gym, we'll talk about that too, because, you know, networking, and who you net with. Who is your net?
Yes.
We'll talk about that after first of the year. Thank you so much, Tanisha. You can look for her on Facebook, TR. She goes by Goshon Brown on Facebook. HR professional, can give you some amazing tips. Thank you, little sis, for pouring into me and to others, and kiss the baby for me.
I will. Thank you.